welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
And it shall come to naught. Speak your word, and it shall not stand, for God is with us. They went, hear me, they went for Peter and kept Peter in prison. If you look at the scriptures, it's very, very interesting. And the Bible said, the night before, Herod would have brought Peter for execution, the church prayed without ceasing. And while the church was praying without ceasing, an angel of the Lord. Come on, somebody say, an angel of the Lord.
Angel of the Lord.
Oh, speak to me. Say it with some attitude. Say, an angel of the Lord. Yes. An angel of the Lord. Step out of eternity into time. Are you hearing me, somebody? If you will pray like you ought to pray, an angel of the Lord will visit you. Come on, say yes.
Yeah.
Sit down for 2 minutes. Anytime an angel came down, it was in response to prayer. The reason why we don't experience angels anymore is because of prayerlessness. We have become so saturated and sophisticated with scripture that we have scripture for everything. We confess scripture over every situation, but we never take time to pray. It's one thing to know of the Lord, and it's another thing to know the Lord. My God, you never know Him till you spend time with Him. Somebody say, talk to me. And the Bible said, the night before, just before, they would have executed Him, an angel of the Lord was given a charge from the Father and said, the prayers are too hot. They fill heaven with smoke. I need to respond. And say, angel of the Lord, go down. And wherever Peter is, you don't need permission to enter anywhere. Get in there and set Peter free. And the Bible said Peter was bound in chains, hands and feet in chains. And the angel of the Lord appeared and came upon him. And his chains broke. Somebody's chain is about to break. By the end of this conference, no chain can hold you anymore.
Amen.
Financial chains will break.
Break.
Family chains will break.
Break.
Marital chains will break.
Break.
Sickness, disease.
Break.
Change of infirmities.
Break.
They are about to break.
Break.
Sit down for 2 minutes. And the Bible said, just before, an angel of the Lord came on the scene. Look at me. Tell you something. I know what it means for an angel of the Lord to deliver. I've been there. When I was a young man, before I was born, I was in my mother's womb, and my mother bled for 4 months. And the doctor said, Florence, you can't carry this pregnancy. You are weak, you are anemic, you lie in a cold of blood. We got to save your life. And so they did the D&C on my mother. They took her to theater, and then they performed some kind of a procedure to get me out. And months after that procedure, the stomach kept growing, and they found out that we were twins. And I survived, and my twin didn't survive. Are you hearing me? But it was because somebody was praying. It was because an auntie of mine was praying for the pregnancy my mother was carrying. Are you hearing me, somebody?
Yeah.
And she didn't know that we were twins. She was just praying that God preserve the pregnancy. Preserve the pregnancy. Are you hearing me, somebody? Some of you don't even know why you are sitting here. But somebody prayed for you. The only reason why you are still alive is because somebody prayed for you. Ah, somebody prayed for you. Sit down for 2 minutes. And do you know why You know why the church prayed? Because they realized that they didn't pray. And Stephen was murdered. And then prayerlessness killed James. And the church said, you know something? It's about time we protected our own. It's about time we prayed without ceasing. Say they prayed without ceasing. Say they put up a fight. They put up a fight. It's about time for somebody to put up a fight. Put up a fight for your sons. Put up a fight for your daughters. Put up a fight for your wives. Put up a fight for your children. For your husbands. For your siblings. Put up a fight. Sit down for 2 minutes. If you quit, if you give up, you have given the adversary the right to do as he pleases. If you will fight, you will win. Tell somebody, if you fight, you win.
Fight, you win.
Hear me, there is no victory and crown without a fight. So those of you who said, I'm just a nice Christian, I love the Lord. Lord, I love you. He loves you too. But you got to fight. Nobody celebrates victory and a crown and a trophy without a fight. See, I hear you. A dead wish. Tell somebody, do you know somebody wants you dead? You? Yeah. Yeah. We call it dead wish. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I will not die prematurely.
I will not die prematurely.
See, I'm not going down.
I'm not going down.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, I revoke.
I revoke.
Every curse.
Every curse.
Of untimely death.
Of untimely death.
I repeal.
I repeal.
Every dead wish.
Every death wish.
Every sentence of death.
Every sentence of death.
Any verdict.
Any verdict.
Of death.
Of death.
That has been issued.
That have been issued.
Against me.
Against me.
From the underworld kingdom.
From the underworld kingdom.
On the calendar.
On the calendar.
Of 2019.
Of 2019.
To take me out.
To take me out.
Prematurely.
Prematurely.
Say, I interrupt.
I interrupt.
By the superior blood of Jesus.
By the superior blood of Jesus.
By the judicial hand.
By the judicial hand.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
I interrupt.
I interrupt.
And overturn it.
And overturn it.
As I put my hands together.
As I put my hands together.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Right now.
Right now.
Interrupt.
In the name of
overturn.
Overturn.
Interrupt.
Interrupt.
Overturn.
Overturn.
In the name.
In the name.
Of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Sit down for 2 minutes. Go to Isaiah chapter 10. Can I talk to you? You know what I'm trying to do? You know what I'm doing? You don't know it. I'm trying to inject you with a virus. I want you to catch the virus. Because I'm sick and tired of the adversary fooling and messing with God's kids. Are you hearing me, somebody? The Bible said that the tender message of the devil is cruelty. You know? He loved to see you and I being hurt and being afflicted. That's what gives him pleasure. Because if he can get at you and I, it's an indirect way of getting at God. Because we are the apple of his eye. And what the enemy does is to keep us ignorant and not follow the directions of the Spirit. But the Spirit is speaking to all of us. Every day, the Spirit is telling us something, but we don't listen. We give in to our flesh. We yield to reasoning and to logic and to philosophy. And we miss it when the Spirit is trying to help us. Isaiah chapter 10.
Isaiah 10 verse 1.
Uh-huh.
Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees.
There are unrighteous decrees in the Spirit. Whatever they have decreed in the realm of the Spirit against you. Look at me. I've been born again for 41 years. And I'll tell you something. I know the Lord. I know the Lord. But I'm still dealing with some demons of my ancestors. Because I see some things and I just say, wow. This devil is not a respecter of how long you've been in Jesus, how gifted or anointed you are. He going to fool with you if you fool around. I'm telling you. He don't care how many times you speak in tongues. Are you hearing me, somebody? And there are a few things you got to deal with. Write them down. The demon of your ancestors, the curse of your ancestors, and the yoke of your ancestors. You got to deal with them. Because you see, there is something we call, I was dealing with a situation recently, and the Lord said, deal with demonic comeback. Say, demonic comeback.
Demonic comeback.
You remember the Bible said that Jesus said, when an evil spirit leaves a man, he go walking in dry places, and then he says, I will what? I will what?
Come back.
Say, demonic comeback. Say, demonic reinforcement.
Demonic reinforcement.
So some of you, look at me. Some of you, you used to fool, you know, before you got saved in some stuff. I don't want to mention anything. And you've been clean for some time. And just where everything is beginning to go all right for you, suddenly, somebody say, suddenly, you begin to feel some stuff that you haven't felt for a long time. And then this old friend that you haven't seen in decades shows up from nowhere. It's a demonic comeback. Just knocking at your door. And you have to say, wrong number, wrong number. Say, baby, wrong number. I met an old girlfriend of mine some years ago. And she said, hi, Nikki. I hear you a preacher. I said, yeah, girl, I'm a preacher. She said, can I have your number? I said, no way. She said, are you scared? I said, girl, I ain't scared of you, but I don't trust you. So I'm not giving you my number. And you can say anything you want to say about me. You can say I'm scared, I'm a coward. It's all right. But I ain't giving you my number. Simple as that. You are too dangerous to have my number. All she has to do is to send me a text. And my wife will say, who is this? Because she checks my text. I don't pick her phone, but she picks mine. She said, you have a call. And I said, pick it up. She said, you have a text. I said, read it. Simple. I don't have anything to hide. And all she has to do is to send a text. Oh, they're good. And say, hey, guy, it was good last night. And your wife really said, where were you last night? She set you up. Then I have no time to explain myself about nothing. See, I hear you. So I said, girl, I ain't giving you my number. She said, can I come to church? I said, yes, you can come to church. She said, come. Come to church. I will fire the word of God. Hallelujah. You don't scare me at all. Huh? Say, demonic, come back.
Demonic, come back.
So when you see some of these things, don't just say it's one of those things. Is the enemy coming back? But he's not going to come through a pillar or a wall or the sun. He's going to come through some vessel that is yielded to him. Go ahead. Demonic decrees.
Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees.
Any demonic decree and any decree that has been decreed against you in the underworld kingdom, let that decree be abolished.
Abolished.
Say abolish in the name of Jesus.
Abolish in the name of Jesus.
You see, the decree will not go into effect in the name of Jesus. We take away the potency of that decree that it will not go into effect in the name of Jesus. Say we abolish it.
We abolish.
Go ahead.
And that right grievousness which they have prescribed.
Say every written curse.
Every written
judgment. Every written judgment.
Every written judgment.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Let it be abolished.
Let it be abolished.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every written judgment.
Every written judgment.
That the enemy.
That the enemy.
Is using.
Is using.
To determine.
To determine.
To enforce.
To enforce.
You see, watch this. Do you know when the judge in the court of law say all truth is parallel?
All truth is parallel.
Now hear me. When the judge say you are sentenced to 2 years, he writes it. Huh? Then what does the police do? They enforce what? What is written. So you go to jail for how many years? Because what is written is whatever is written about you in the demonic books, in the demonic world, let it be abolished.
Abolished.
I said, let it be abolished.
Abolished.
Let it be negated.
Negated.
Say negated.
Negated.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Negated.
Negated.
Sit down for 2 minutes. You see, I have dealt with deliverance and dealt with demons. And sometimes when you are commanding people to be set free, and you declare that this is the Redeemer of the Lord, you can't have him. You can't have her. And the demons will say, no, 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 no. In their family, the women don't do well. That is the sentence over the women in this family. So why is she trying to be different from the others? And I said, because she's redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And demon say, no. I say, yes. Come out! In the name of Jesus, let her go. Are you hearing me, somebody? You ought to be different from everybody in your family.
Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I disengage.
I disengage.
My destiny.
My destiny.
My spirit, soul, and body.
My spirit, soul, and body.
From the curse.
From the curse.
From the demon.
From the demon.
And the yoke.
And the yoke.
Of my ancestors.
Of my ancestors.
My father's house.
My father's house.
My mother's house.
My mother's house.
My mother's demon.
My mother's demon.
My father's demon.
My father's demon.
My father's curse.
My father's curse.
My mother's curse.
My mother's curse.
My father's yoke.
My father's yoke.
My mother's yoke.
My mother's yoke.
I disengage.
I disengage.
Myself.
Myself.
In the name of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
From this demonic elements and weapons.
And weapons.
Go ahead.
Woe unto them.
Uh-huh.
To turn aside the needy from judgment.
Go back again. That write grievous things.
Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees, uh-huh, and that write grievousness, uh-huh, which they have prescribed.
Which they have what?
Prescribed.
Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I interrupt. Demonic prescriptions.
Demonic prescriptions.
You know what demonic prescriptions mean? Look at me. Hear me. I'm not stupid at all. Okay? And I can preach a lot of things. I've just gotten to a point where I'm tired of preaching things, making people excited and happy, and they stand on the screaming and the shouting, and they leave church and still bound, and they go home still in bondage. I'm just tired of seeing church members year after year going through the same thing, seeing sisters sit down year after year, never get married. Listen, there's a beautiful girl in my church, beautiful, beautiful girl. Has a good job, makes money. All the ladies in their family, born again, nobody marries. And strange thing about this particular one, anytime she starts dating and the man makes a commitment to marry her, he dies. She's in my church, one of my spiritual daughters. The third one went to sleep and didn't wake up. And I said, girl, stop dating until further notice. I'm putting an embargo on you. You are not dating anybody anymore. Mm-hmm. And we started making an investigation, find out that the mother wasn't having kids. So she went to a shrine. And the shrine is connected to a river. And they did something for her to have babies. And they named her after the shrine. So the shrine is a very violent spirit and a very jealous spirit. So she is like married to the shrine, to this spirit. And the spirit has taken ownership of her. That she came from us. So we have the right of ownership to her. And there are situations also I've watched in the church. There are some women, when you marry them, you go to prison. Yeah. You end up in prison, or you die and you become widows. And there are some men also, when you marry them, everything about you will go wrong. Because it's a prescription that has been prescribed for them. Look at it. Read it again. He said, that right word.
Grievousness.
That right word.
Grievousness.
Say, any written judgment.
Any written judgment.
And written curse.
And written curse.
That has gone into effect.
That has gone into effect.
In the womb of time.
In the womb of time.
To sabotage.
To sabotage.
To disadvantage my life.
To disadvantage my life.
In the journey of life.
In the journey of life.
See, I interrupt it.
I interrupt it.
By divine authority.
By divine authority.
I call it to a halt.
I call it to a halt.
And I overturn it.
And I overturn it.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I overturn it now.
I overturn it now.
Listen. Hear me. I'm not glorifying the devil. And I'm not glorifying evil. Okay? But I don't want you to be ignorant of his devices. Because I know I've trained a lot of pastors and bishops and preachers. And sometimes we have this tendency, you know, if you preach some of these things, people will think that you are glorifying the enemy. No. You can't be ignorant of the adversary. If you are ignorant of his strength, you can't deal with him. You need not to be ignorant. That's what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians 2:11. He said, we are not ignorant of his devices. Maintenance of ignorance is his advantage over you. As long as you are ignorant of his working, he has the upper hand. We can't be ignorant of him. He's killing young men. He's killing young women. He's literally destroying our communities with drugs and the demon of addiction. All kinds of addiction. He's targeted the best. The promised seed is coming against them. We need to fight. We need to put up a fight. Are you hearing me, somebody? Let me show you one or two scriptures and we'll pray and close. Come with me to Daniel chapter 3, from 8 to 18.
Daniel chapter 3 from 8 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore at that time,
mm-hmm,
certain Chaldeans came near,
mm-hmm,
and accused the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
They spoke and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever.
Mm-hmm.
Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And there are certain Jews, whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
Mm-hmm.
Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Mm-hmm.
Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready at what time...
Listen, it's a long scripture, but I want you to look at... You know the story. Look at me. Look at me. Say, entrapments.
Entrapments.
Say, snares.
Snares.
Say, ambushments.
Ambushments.
Any snare this year that the enemy has prescribed for you, let it be broken in the name of Jesus.
Okay.
And any trap the enemy has set for you, and any setup, and any form of ambushment, let it break in the name of Jesus.
Break.
The Bible said the snare is broken, and my soul has escaped. Are you hearing me? The snare is what?
Broken.
Let the snare be broken this year.
Yes.
I declare death cancellation this year. I said I declare death cancellation.
Amen.
You see, a lot of these death, they are all snares. To ensnare you, to hold you captive, and make sure you are always in debt. But this year, I see you breaking loose. I see you breaking the snare of death.
Yes.
and coming out of every death.
Yes.
You are coming out of the pit of death.
Yes.
If you believe it, say yes.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Come with me to Jeremiah 18:18. Jeremiah 18:18. I'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. But I want you to really pray tonight. I'm telling you. If you really, you know, the other day Jesus was going to Jerusalem and Peter was following him. And then Satan was speaking to Jesus through Peter. And Jesus turned to rebuke Peter and he saw Satan. And he said, Satan, do what? Did he say Peter? He said what?
Satan.
Hear me. This devil, he works through people. He uses the brethren. He works all the time. I see him operating all the time through people. He can work through preachers. He can work through prophets. He can work through siblings, brothers, sisters, husband, wife. He works all the time. And I see him working. Sometimes I see them. I said, wow. He never relents. He's good at what he does. He's stubborn. He's consistent. He's at it. Are you hearing me?
Jeremiah
18:18.
Then said they, come
And
let us devise devices against Jeremiah.
Do what?
Devise devices.
Say conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
Go ahead.
For the Lord shall not perish from the priest,
Nor
counsel from the wise,
Nor
the word from the prophet.
Come,
let us smite him with the tongs.
Do you know somebody wants to smite you with the tongue? Say the tongue. Say it again. Say the tongue.
The tongue.
Say I silence.
I silence
every tongue.
Every tongue
that has been deployed against
that has been deployed against
me. Say any voice.
Any voice
that has been deployed.
That has been deployed
to speak ill of me.
To speak ill of me.
Let the voice be silent.
Let the voice be silent.
Say, I discredit.
I discredit
the voice.
The voice
of every adversary.
Of every adversary.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I mute.
I mute
the voice of the adversary.
The voice of the adversary.
The accuser.
The accuser.
In the name.
In the name
of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Hear me. Some of the lies that is going on around about you is not the people you are blaming. You tell me. It's a demon behind it. And they have just engaged the tongue of an ignorant person. That's it. That's it. You can be a Christian, not possessed by a demon. You're not a witch. But if you entertain envy, jealousy, unforgiveness, bitterness, covetousness, the enemy can use you. Those are entry points. A demon can enter and deploy you against another Christian. If you're a man of God and you don't check yourself and your motives, and you are into ego, recognition, insecurity, all those things are openings. The enemy can use you. I have to check myself every day and check my motives. And make sure that if it is anything to do with me, an ego, I back off. Because those are openings for the enemy. He will access you and use you against another child of God. And there are consequences for that. And there's a lot of jealousy and envy in the church. Strife and confusion, insecurity, all kinds of crazy stuff. And it's all the works of the flesh. And it gives the enemy access to destroy us. Stand, my lady. Stand. Brother, come. Yeah, you stand. Stand. Let me show you how the enemy works. You're married, eh?
Yeah.
Good. Stand here. Are you married? Okay. She's not your wife. Come here. Okay. Come. Now, stand. Face each other. Okay. Is your husband here?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's your husband? Husband, come. Okay. Change position. Husband, stand by your wife. Okay, stand by your wife. Now, okay, this couple, this is their son, okay? Face each other. Okay, now, the enemy, watch this. This is the enemy. Come this way. The enemy wants to get at this young man who is the son of this couple. So what he does is to engage the two of them. Just trying to whisper to the woman and then whisper to the man. And start arguing. Start arguing with each other. While they are arguing, bypass them. And go for the son. No, don't protect him. You are engaging him. He's engaging you. Look at me. How many of you are married here? Look at me. Anytime the enemy wants to get at your kids, what he does is to engage the father and the mother to start fighting. Whilst you are arguing and trying to explain yourself, blaming each other, the enemy takes advantage at that time, because by the argument, he desensitizes your prophetic senses. So when he's operating, you can't sense, you can't pick, your readers have been demobilized. So he can easily reach the young man and attack the young man. When he finishes, just do something like this. You finish with him, take his jacket. You know what his jacket represents? His mantle, his glory, his destiny. Take it and do this. Now they've come to themselves, come to yourself. Then ask your son, where's your jacket? Take it, take it. No, you can't go for it. It's gone. You can't fight him. He's stronger than you. Ask your son, where's your jacket? His destiny has been captured. His mantle has been taken. His power is the mantle. As long as the mantle is gone, he doesn't have anything. He can't go out there in the winter and the cold. He can't manage it. What will protect him against the cold and the winter? The enemy has taken it. How did he do it? When he engaged the husband and the wife, the father and the mother, for them to argue, he brought the spirit of Babel between them. So they start misunderstanding each other's language. When he speaks, she hears another voice. When she speaks, he hears something else. Now, I need 7 people. Thank you. Come here. I need seven people. Face this way. And I need a woman. Gender balance. Yeah, stand here. Stand behind me. Okay. I need a lady to come stand here. Lady, stand here. Stand here. Okay. I need some male, more men. Quickly. And women. Quickly. Stand there. Okay. Let me show you something. They are in a queue, eh? Every one of them is going over there. And there is a very important appointment for this lady and the husband. The two of them are husband and wife. Okay? Turn to each other. Start arguing. Why they are arguing, bypass them. Keep bypassing. Keep going. Go over and come back. Yeah. Just go. Now stop arguing. Turn around. No. Stand behind there. Where are they in the queue? So when the enemy wants to get you, what he does is to get you into a conflict with the wrong person. Get you into a conflict with your husband and your wife. Whilst you are fighting and arguing and engaging each other in the flesh, others who are behind you begin to bypass you. By the time you come to yourself, you are behind. Tell somebody, I refuse to be behind.
I refuse to be behind.
Sit down. Say, I refuse to be behind.
I refuse to be behind.
Go to Ephesians 6:12. I want to end with that tonight. We'll continue tomorrow. Go to Ephesians 6:12. Ephesians 6:12. Look at it. Hear me. Look at me. Can I give you some keys? Don't fight in the flesh. Don't. You know why? Because the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Don't engage people emotionally. Are you hearing me? I don't engage people emotionally. I won't do it. It's a waste of energy and time. Because our warfare is not with flesh and blood. This thing is not about argument. Women, stop crying. Stop being emotional. Get on your knees. And move that demon that is working through that man. Are you hearing me, somebody? get on your knees and arrest that unclean spirit that is working. Say, demons.
Demons.
Agitating the situation.
Agitating the situation.
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
Be arrested.
Be arrested.
Be arrested.
Be arrested.
Be arrested.
Be arrested.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Be interrupted.
Be interrupted.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Look at it.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Did he say we wrestle against flesh and blood?
No.
But what?
No.
So your battle is not with your husband, your wife. It's not with your brother-in-law, your sister-in-law, your mother-in-law. I know that your mother-in-law, hallelujah. And I know your father-in-law is hallelujah. But if you want the upper hand, you got to go past the attitude of that father-in-law and mother-in-law and deal with the real thing. Tell somebody, deal with the real thing.
Deal with the real thing.
And the real thing is not him nor her. You got to go past the... You got to stop eating every now and then and fast. Yeah. You fast. And you say, in the name of Jesus, I'm not ignorant of what's going on. And I know who you are. And I know you. In the name of Jesus, you can see me. And I see you by the Holy Ghost. And I know you are engaging and deploying the emotions and the attitude of this father-in-law and mother-in-law to mess up my marriage, to steal my joy, my peace. In the name of Jesus, I come against you. In the name of Jesus, I arrest you. In the name of Jesus, I terminate your activity. You will not access him. You will not use them. You will not engage them. I'm not ignorant of your devices. If you don't fight it that way, you're going to call your mother-in-law a witch. And your husband is going to say, you call my mama a witch? Mama? Did you hear what he said? You call my mama a witch? And my mama was saying, I gave birth to my son. Where were you when I gave him milk? And said to him, son, I want this witch out of my house. You've declared a third world war.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Yes, sir. Help me, Bishop.
But against principalities.
Against what?
Principality.
Did he say principality?
No.
He said principality. Say
plural.
Say there are many.
There are many. Against powers.
Against power. Power. By what?
Power.
Say many.
Many. Against the rulers.
Against rulers.
Ruler.
Ruler. But what?
Rulers.
Many. And some of you are standing alone. No soldier goes to war alone. Have you seen an American soldier with an AK-47 walking on the streets of Washington? I'm going to war. I'm going to Iraq. You going where? You ain't going nowhere, brother. You're already dead before you got to where you're going. Even demons don't operate alone. Demons don't operate alone. They don't. The spirit of anger operates with the spirit of violence. And violence operates with the spirit of murder. They never walk alone. Fear goes with torment. And isolation goes with elimination. When the devil wants to kill you, he isolates you from those who love you and gets you to a place with those who don't care about you, dying, and just let you feel like they care about you, they love you, and nobody loves you like them. It's a lie of the devil. They don't even know you to love you. It's a strategy of the enemy. If demons don't work alone, what makes you think you can survive on your own? Even God said, let us, not let me, let us. In the name of Jesus, this year, I see you rising to the occasion. Are you hearing me, somebody?
Yes.
I can see somebody in your house, at your office, in your car, in the name of Jesus, taking authority and telling the enemy, stay on your side of the Lamb. Stay on your side of the line. Yeah. Say, stay on your side of the line.
Stay on your side.
Say, the battle line is drawn. The
battle line is drawn.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
No trespassing.
No trespassing.
Stay on your side of the line.
Stay on your side of the line.
Go ahead, finish. Finish.
Against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
Against the ruler.
Rulers.
Against the ruler.
Rulers.
But what? Tell somebody, say, if cosmic powers, if cosmic powers
work together
and don't operate alone, what makes you think you can do it on your own? Tell somebody, you need somebody. Say, you need me. And you better act like you need me. Come on, somebody. Sit down for 2 minutes. Finish, Bishop.
Against spiritual wickedness.
Against what?
Spiritual wickedness. In high places.
In where?
In high places.
In high place.
High place.
In high place.
In high places.
In high what?
Places.
It's a whole network. Say a network.
A network.
Say a regiment.
A regiment.
Let them be scattered.
Let them be scattered.
I said, let them be scattered.
Let them be scattered.
Let them be scattered.
Scattered.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, I dismantle.
I dismantle.
Demonic concentration.
Demonic concentration.
You know what it means? I have, my father had 37 kids. And my mother had 6. So I have 43 siblings. And among them all, until I got saved, the enemy so concentrated on me that I had no idea why. Everybody was doing well, and I was the black sheep of the family. I was targeted. He threw everything at me. Everywhere I went to, there was trouble. I was dyslexia. I go to school, and I can't focus. I can't process anything because I was suffering from a particular situation, and I processed differently, and they didn't have the skill in Ghana at that time to deal with my situation. They didn't know how to deal with dyslexia. It was when I got saved that I understood why the enemy was on my case. He left everybody alone, and he concentrated on me. You know, there's a scripture. He said, and the king of Syria said to his captains, look at it for me. First, yeah, check it. Listen to what he said. We'll bring it out for you. He said, and the king of Syria said to his captains who control his chariots. And this is what he said. He said, don't fight anybody, great or small, except the king of Israel. Say, demonic concentration. You know why the enemy has targeted you? It's because you are the one that carries the promise in the family. And you never know it right now until later. Then the things you don't understand now, you begin to make sense of it and begin to understand. You know why I put my hand in fire? The enemy attacked me and commanded me to put my hand in fire. And I put my hand in fire and started burning my own hands and my fingers. And the voice said, don't take your hands off. I wasn't born this way. I wasn't born this way. I was commanded by demon spirits to put my hands in fire. Psychic command. Sorceress. Diviness. Came against me. You know why? Because I didn't even know I was born to preach. I didn't like preachers. You know what I said? I didn't like preachers. I stoned a preacher many years ago before I got born again. Yeah. And the preacher is a Baptist preacher. He pointed his finger and said, that young man will preach one day. And I said, look at this big fool. And I could see God laughing. I said, you don't even know what you're dealing with, son. Are you hearing me, somebody?
1 Kings 22.
Listen.
Verse 31.
Go ahead. Listen.
But the king of Syria
Listen.
Commanded his 30.
He commanded, say, counter command.
Say,
I issue counter command.
I issue counter command.
Say, any command.
Any command.
That has gone into effect.
That has gone into
against
effect.
Me.
Against me.
By the enemy.
By the enemy.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I issue counter command.
I issue counter command.
Listen to the command. Listen.
But the king of Syria commanded his 32 captains
mm-hmm.
that had rule over his chariots,
mm-hmm.
saying,
mm-hmm.
fight neither with small nor great,
uh-huh.
save only with the king of Israel.
Save who?
Only with
the save
king.
Save who?
With the king of Israel.
You see, that is why you have been a target. Because you are the one carrying the promise in the family. You are the game changer. You are the one that is going to bring the miracle around. You are the one that is going to turn something around. So you are the target. Somebody said demonic concentration.
Demonic concentration.
So there is a lot of concentration on your life by the enemy. Constant bombardment. So you never be free. You are always dealing with something. My father used to say, you don't act like my son. Where did you come from? And yet I looked like him.
Yeah.
And my mother would say, I don't want to have anything to do with you. And my auntie would say, Florence, don't say that. That one will take care of you. She said, this one is useless. My mother. She said, this one is useless. And he used to call one of my brothers, doctor, doctor. Just to spite me. And the nobody, and the useless one, is the one that took care of her. Built a house for her. Buried her. Are you hearing me, somebody? The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Say yes.
Yes.
Say yes.
Yes.
Say yes.
Yes.
I know you're going through some struggles right now and some difficulty, and it doesn't look like you're going to be anything and become anyone because everything you tried fails, and you tried and tried and tried. Listen, I tried so many times. I failed so many times. And that's why I have compassion for people. Because I remember me. I failed many times. I tried many times. I get out of it and I get back into it. Until God gave me a way out. And it's now that I can make sense of everything that happened to me. And now that I understand, everything was bad. I had nightmares. I couldn't sleep in the night. Bad dreams. I'll be sleeping, I'll be screaming in my dreams and in my sleep. And people will be running to my room, breaking the door. What's going on? Wake him up, screaming in my sleep. Being chased by all kinds of things. By snakes, by cats, by donkeys, by monkeys, by tigers, by frogs, by lions. Everything was looking for me. Mosquitoes and flies, everything. When I go to a restaurant to eat, everybody's food is free. And suddenly from nowhere come this big fly on my food. And I said, where is this fly coming from in the mix of the air condition? And it didn't go to anybody's table. And even on the table where I'm eating with others. But it touches my food. They don't even want me to eat. Stand on your feet.
Know that there's an Action Chapel near you? Wherever you are, stay connected to your family by logging on to www.actionchapel.net and click on branches. You can also watch all of our services live by logging on to www.actionchapel.tv. Action Chapel, welcome home.
If you consider your pain and betrayals, and you consider yourself and your immediate family, you will never sow, and you will withhold what God has given you for the benefit of others, and one day you will answer to God.
Like Archbishop Duncan Williams on Facebook and receive inspiring prayers and messages every day. Log on today and see you online.
David said, because I've set my affection on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God gold for the things of gold and silver for the things of silver and the cedars of Lebanon for the building of the house of my God.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 2676760 55 +233 2676760 55 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.